السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقد قال الله تعالى: وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُهُ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام، most respected brothers and sisters listening at the madrasa and those who receive us, once again, it is Allah Ta'ala's fazal, His ihsan, His kindness that He gave us the opportunity to gather for the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, to take His Mubarak name, to listen to some nasihats. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of amal. By now you have heard many, many times that the purpose of this majlis of zikr is not just to read Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, but to light up the fire of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's love in our hearts. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's ishq and muhabbat to such an extent, such a degree, that it becomes extremely easy for us to practice on the rest of deen. Because it is not the whole of deen, just a majlis of zikr. But at present we are finding it very, very difficult, no matter how much of nasihat, no matter how much of advices, no matter how much of waaz, Quran Sharif, the whole Quran Sharif can be recited. Ramadan month is coming, just now we will hear so much of tafsir of the Quran Sharif. But at the end of it, with all the majalis of sirat and programs of sirah and tafasir of the Quran Sharif, at the end of the day, we still continue in our life of disobedience, disinterest in Islam, a life of neglect, a life of ghaflat. Our nafs, whatever the taqaza is of the nafs, whatever is the desire of the nafs, then it must be fulfilled. Our heart will tell us what I am doing is wrong. The heart is telling the person what he is doing is wrong. But the person will not even accept that which his heart is telling him. Quran Sharif, the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his own heart is telling him it's wrong. But the nafs, the pull of the nafs is so much that the person will go out of his way to satisfy the craving of the nafs. He will be not concerned about what is going to happen at the end of the day, what will be the reaction of that action of his. What happens if suddenly death comes in those haram actions and evil deeds? At that time, shaitan will try to block it. He will say, put it behind you. How long are you going to think of all these things? What will happen? What will happen? Nothing will happen. See, hundreds of thousands of people, nothing happened to them. If one or two isolated incidents, somebody passed away here, somebody died there, then those are isolated things. You don't worry about that. You go ahead. That is what nafs will say. Until the person's own janaza sometime comes out from there. However, one thing we must remember. The other night in an informal majlis, I mentioned something which is very, very important. Listen to it carefully. It was public announcement. It was news, views. It was not something that was secret. It was announced openly on the radio stations and newspapers, carried articles that these people were returning from the stadium and they died in the accident. 3 male and 1 female. And we heard of the other one on the very first day there was death there. person was going into the stadium. So we must not at that time become very excited. Those people who are staying away from such kind of evil, then sometimes it becomes like a victory. See, we told you these things will happen, and you saw it happen. So that is a sign of pride and a sign of negligence. The person does not know what's going to happen in his own life. What is going to be his future, he doesn't know. So at such a time, the person must sympathize. The person must make dua for the deceased. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must make the maghfirah. Then again, we do not know. There may be some action and deed of the person which Allah ta'ala may have liked. And for that action, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wanted to give the person some kind of shahadat. So the evil in its place, we are not there to judge how Allah ta'ala will deal with the individual. So the, what I mentioned on that night was that we must have a good opinion or formulate a good opinion. Find some ta'wil, as they say. So the best thing that comes to mind is that when they were returning from there, they were all Muslims. And they all had some knowledge of Safar and the du'as of Safar, wherever they may be returning from. But we will give them the benefit of the doubt, and we will say that they all must have read the du'as of Safar. And in the du'as of Safar, Subhanalladhi sakhara lana hadha wa ma kunna lahu muqrinin wa inna ila rabbina lamunqalibun, is already an indication that the person is saying, oh Allah, there is going to be our return towards you. The meaning, the gist of the whole ayat is, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave the person the ability to ride that animal, or to fly in that plane, or to sit in that bus, or to drive that car. Who is it that gives the person that opportunity, or makes that transport means a means of conveying him from one place to another? It is Allah Ta'ala. Wa inna ila rabbina la munqalibun. There again there is an acknowledgement that towards our Rabb there is our return. And then what does the person say after that? Subhanaka inni zalamtu nafsi faghfirli wa la yaghfiru dhunuba illa anta. They are different, but this is one part of the dua. Subhanaka inni zalamtu nafsi Zulman kathira, wa innahu la yaghfiru dhunuba illa anta. Now is that not a dua of maghfirat? Is not that a dua in which the person is seeking forgiveness from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Glorifying Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, subhana. And then acknowledging, inni zalamtu nafsi. Oh my beloved Allah, I have done great injustice upon my soul. Faghfirli, so forgive me. Inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira, if the person says it, great, great injustice. Faghfirli, so my Rabb, forgive me. For there is no one that can forgive me besides you. Now is that not a clear-cut dua in which the person is seeking forgiveness of his sin? So what if the person was even returning from the stadium where he may have viewed a lot of haram, but now he's making sincere, deep-hearted dua that, oh Allah, what I did was a great injustice upon my soul. So therefore, forgive me this injustice. Forgive me my sin. Forgive me this weakness of mine. I became a victim of nafs and shaitan. So now he's asking for forgiveness. Then the other du'as that come after that. So now if these people had made that du'a, and we must give them the benefit. We were not there in the car to listen whether they read the du'a or not. And it is not necessary for the person to read the du'a aloud. He can read it in his mind. So we will say that they, all of them read the du'a. And thereafter met with an accident, which became the mean of the shahada, and they got forgiveness. Now what are we going to then grudge a person? So that we will do as far as the persons that passed away, that Allah Ta'ala will give sabre jameel, ajre azim to the kith and kin, relatives, family members, and give them jannah. But for us, there's lessons. For them, we will give them all those benefits. But for ourselves, there's lessons, that take lessons from what is happening around. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, my Rabb specifically ordered me 9 things, and one of it was this, that I must take lessons. My gaze must be a gaze of Ibra. I must take lessons from that which is happening around. And Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, was he not going to give us lessons? There was no need for him to take lessons. But it was for us that when these type of things happen, then take lessons. What guarantee do we have that we are not going to be next in line? All those who are going very, very courageously and say, well, that happened to somebody else, then what guarantee do they have that they might not be right in the middle of the whole action when something is going to happen? We don't know. So then why challenge Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's might and qudrat and power? And why remain negligent and indifferent, and why try to oppose Sharia, Quran and Sunnah? So we will take lessons, but when incidents like this take place, then we must not start going to town, condemning and rejecting the individuals. We don't know how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will deal with the person. What do we know? On the day of Qiyamah, there will be such people who will be given freedom from the fire of the Jahannam and the fire of hell, whom we even considered in this world not even Muslims, but they will get Jannat. And then we will wonder that how did these people get Jannat? We did not even consider them as Muslims. So that incident that I mentioned again in that informal majlis, that there was a lady, non-Muslim lady, very sick, very ill, and there happened to be another Muslim lady also in the same ward. So one young girl started talking to this non-Muslim lady about Islam. She was a student of our madrasa. Talking to her, she said, it's a nice religion, good religion or something to that effect. And she accepted Islam. And after a few minutes, she passed away. Now the entire world does not even know that she passed away as a Muslim. Does anybody know that she passed away as a Muslim or besides the person that was there? But she read the kalima and she passed away. So now Qiyamah day, when she will get Jannat, then people will raise their gazes and say, well, how did this woman get Jannat? Those who knew her. So we don't know when the person made Tawbah, when the person made Istighfar, when the person asked Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness of his sins, when he accepted Islam. There is a person from Brazil, many times I've mentioned his name, Geraldo Pinto, something else. But now he has accepted Islam. Now how many people know that he has accepted Islam? In the correspondence with me, he wrote, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, after a few letters. But he says, officially, I'm going to come to Durban and accept it on your hand. He's saying, officially. Now that is, as far as we are concerned, he's already accepted it. There's no question of official acceptance. So we don't know who is a Muslim also. But therefore, when we are going to talk, we are going to say that whoever holds these kind of beliefs, that they don't believe in Allah Ta'ala, they don't believe in Jannah, Jahannam, Day of Judgment, etc., then such people are committing kufr. Such people, whosoever holds those kind of beliefs. And whosoever holds the belief that Allah is one, He has no partner, He is all-hearing, all-seeing, all-knowing, He is the creator of the universe, of the heaven and the earth, of mankind and jinnkind and everything else, and he believes in the Day of Judgment, and he says, I believe in life after death, in Jannat and Jahannam, that person will be a Muslim. So we are going to talk general. Individual, what we is going to be between him and Allah Ta'ala, we don't know. We are going to deal with the zahir of the person in this world. If a person puts a cross round his neck, and he goes into the church, and he says, I'm a Muslim, then we won't accept it. He will say, if you got a cross around your neck and you're going into the church and praying, then you are not a Muslim. He says, but in my heart is Islam. We'll say that Allah Ta'ala knows whether there is Islam there or not. But for purposes of this world, we are not going to accept it. That means your zahir must be according to Islam, or it is not according to Islam, one of the two things. So this is a very important thing that we must always be careful. Because if suddenly we get ujub and pride, and we start talking of those people as if it was our dua that happened, and so therefore we are superior, we just don't know when the person's heart can change. How many people were going straight and suddenly they took a different turn. Suddenly shaitan started playing those old reels and took them back in the same direction. So let us turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let us light up His love and muhabbat in our hearts, let us light up the ishq and muhabbat of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then keep on making istighfar and tawbah over our shortcomings, our weakness. Cry before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let there be tears of nadamat and shame and remorse and regret. For if we have to look at our lives, we do not know how many stages and how many periods of our life we are filled with nothing but evil, from with injustice, with haram. How much of our life went like that? So how much of yaqeen that we have got that now finished, everything is maaf, and now until our dying day, shaitan and nafs is not going to do anything. Shaitan and nafs is going to worry the person until his dying day. Until his dying day, he's not going to leave him. Shaitan doesn't go to sleep, say, well, I'm happy and satisfied now. He knows that this person could suddenly change his life. And especially those people who came out from evils and vices and sins, he works even more harder on them. He says, where are you now going in a different direction? Your life will become boring. You won't enjoy life. There will be no fun, there will be no pleasure. Whereas that is just a misunderstanding or misconception. The real enjoyment and true happiness lies in obedience of Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The true enjoyment and the real happiness. But if a person hasn't tasted the true enjoyment and real happiness, then he will think that the real enjoyment and true happiness is in all what these people are talking about. That's enjoyment. Because to the non-Muslims, it's a jannat on earth. Now we want to take their jannat too, and we want to have akhirat jannat also. You can't have it both ways. Is there jannat on earth? They did some good deeds, they will enjoy themselves here. And for the believers, Allah Ta'ala gives both in this world and in the akhirat, not only in the hereafter. Although the real jannat we will get will be in the hereafter, but even in this world, Allah Ta'ala, because of the good deeds of the person, he connects his heart with the jannat. Jannat is the headquarters. Now we have a central bank and all many, many branches. Now when you deposit your money here, then after that the central bank comes to know exactly how much is deposited or records your transaction. When they present a report from the head office, then they include all those deposits that were made in the different branches. All those branches have a connection with the head office. All corporate companies, they have a head office. Whoever makes purchases from here, they everywhere, it's all recorded in the main office. So like that, when the person is doing good deeds, it's all recorded and his connection is made straight away with Jannat. Therefore you get immediate happiness on good deeds. Immediate. If a person does any good deed with ikhlas, helping some poor and needy, making some namaz, making some tilawat, some zikr, some ibadat, then without fail that person will experience for that moment in time a kind of happiness and sukoon in his life. At this very moment, are we not experiencing some kind of sukoon? What is that sukoon? Why is it coming now? So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives in the good actions and good deeds. And the moment the person starts doing evil, any kind of haram action, then the headquarters is Jahannam, fire of hell. So the life of the person becomes restless. In the eye of the people, sometimes he may be acting like a big shot. But in reality, his heart is full of restlessness. Take those people who are sinking or drowning in the taking of interest and giving of interest. Outwardly they look happy. But ask them what their hearts are going through. Any kind of haram. For those who have got illicit beloved, those who have got mistresses, those who have got haram engagements, ask them what kind of sukoon do they get. If they get one cell phone, some phone call comes also, they want to hide the phone because the wife mustn't pick it up and see whose call it is. Sometimes they go into the bathroom and toilet to go and speak to the beloveds because it is filthy, so therefore they speak from a filthy place. What kind of life is that? Anything that is haram, the connection will be with the fire of Jahannam. Life will become restless. Now this is what I am going on and on and on. There are lots of things to say and lots of things to speak on. I told you many times that different majalis have different fragrances. Tafsir of the Quran Sharif will have its own fragrance. commentary of Hadith Sharif will have its fragrance. Tabligh and Dawat Mehnat will have its fragrance. Ijtimaats will have their fragrance. Qiraat, if we have somebody reading now, it will have its own fragrance. And this is the fragrance of Majlis of Islam. That it hurts. The other things don't hurt. We enjoy it. The other things don't hurt. If a person reads beautiful Qiraat, now will it hurt? Or will we get enjoyment? If a person reads a beautiful Naat Sharif, will we get hurt or will we get enjoyment? But when a person does an operation, then you feel the pain. When the person goes for operation, then you feel the pain. And that is what Islah is all about. Not just patting ourselves on the back, mashallah, I make 5 times namaz, I do this, I do that, finish. Just look at our character, look at our akhlaq, look at our honesty, our truthfulness, our sincerity, our nobility, our generosity, our kindness, our humility, our taqwa, our shukr, our sabr. Look at all those levels, how they check all those levels when you take the cars for service, modern day engines, so they just plug it on. And there's a readout, there's a printout, it tells you exactly how weak this part is, how weak that part is, and which part failed already. Like that, we have to plug this heart of ours. And then there will be a readout, there will be a printout. The Mashayikh will tell us which part has failed already. Which statements of ours are already of kufr. And which ibadat of ours has got no life in it. Everything will be on the printout. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give me, give you and the ummah tawfiq to understand that He loves us and He wants us to go to Jannah. He wants us to enjoy the best of dunya, the best of akhirah. And He has chalked out a beautiful path for us. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has guided us on that. And after Him the sahaba ikram radiyallahu anhu majmeen, tabi'in, tabi'in, awliya of the ummah, mashayikh of the ummah. They want to see us enjoy. I will conclude again on that owl example. That owl example. As we have mentioned 2 or 3 times this week, as I said, sometimes an example doesn't come for years in the mind. And sometimes it comes over and over. But there is great lesson in it. And whenever it comes, I believe that it is genuinely required for that moment in time. Somebody takes a lesson from it. So very briefly, Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayhi gives an example. He says that there was a falcon of a king. That falcon used to sit on the shoulder of the king. That falcon was so close to the king. And it was treated as a pet. It was given all the best because he's a king and his pet is the falcon. And the falcon, we know, flies very high. So somehow this falcon went and landed in one area where there were only owls. So I said, just as we have Pakistan, Afghanistan, Uzbekistan, so this was Owlistan, or in Urdu we call it Ulluistan, where all the owls were living. Now nobody has made parrot of an owl unless he is an owl himself. If a person is an owl, then he'll make parrot of an owl. Otherwise they associate superstitious beliefs to owls. So he said he has this owl, or this falcon landed in that area. So all the owls quickly got together and had a meeting. They said, this falcon has come here. So it looks like he wants to take over our territory here. All the enjoyment that we are having in our territory and the rule that we have over this territory, the kingdom that we have here, it wants to grab it. So therefore we must get together and do something to oust this falcon from our territory. It is going to capture our territory. So the falcon responded and said, oh you owls, you stupid number ones. He said, I haven't come here for your territory. Just that I lost the way and I landed here. What am I going to do with this wilderness here? I am so close to the king. I am living in a palace. I am enjoying the best food. And I'm enjoying the closest companionship of the king. I sit on his shoulder. You owls, you think I'm going to come and take over your territory? But if any of you touch my wing, one wing also, then I'm just going to report to the king. And the king is powerful. He is going to destroy your whole territory. Your whole Awlistan will disappear from the surface of the earth. Now from there he gives us a lesson. The mashayikh of the ummah, the awliya-i-kiram, the ulama-i-haq, the anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, if you start from there, Sayyidul Anbiya, Nabiya Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sahaba-i-kiram radiyallahu anhu majma'in, the tabi'in, the tabi'in, and they give you an explanation. Now if you have to look at all of them, they were like those falcons who were sitting on the shoulders of the king, or closest to the king. In other words, they were the closest to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So when people decided that now they must, that these people have come to take away all our enjoyment, fun and pleasure and laughter and everything else, so therefore we must hurt them, chase them from our cities, cause them harm. So that is what they used to say. That you will not be able to do anything, for we are close to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Our Allah is listening to us. We will turn towards Him and we will make dua to Him. As Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did in the battle of Badr, so the 313, they destroyed the powerful army of 1000. Then look at battle of Uhud, look at battle of Khandaq and carry on like that. So where can you harm? Yes, Allah ta'ala out of His own wisdom takes a few shaheed, it's a different thing, or tests the people. But this is what they say, that we are the closest to the king. And the king of all kings, and that is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In other words, your criticism, your mockery, your ridicule of them is not going to harm them in any way. It's going to harm the person who is engaging in that ridicule and criticism and mockery. They are telling you what is the Quran and what is the Sunnah. Of course, it must be haq, said in a haq way and with a haq niyyah. So then, these owls, then they understood that we can't harm this falcon. So therefore at the end of the talk in the tarbiyah lesson to the girls, I mentioned something which they got very happy with. It was a youth's program. So I said, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, I make dua to Him that at the appropriate time, He gives you husbands who are compatibles and they are falcons and not owls. In other words, they are not engaged in all sins and vices and evils and thinking that that's the territory of enjoyment and happiness and fun and pleasure. There's so many things of fun, pleasure and happiness in Islam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us an understanding and give us the tawfiq of amal. Wa akhira da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
यार रहे यार अब तू मेरा और मैं तेरा यार रहूं मुझको फकत तुझसे हो मोहब्बत खल्क से मैं बेजार रहूं हर दम जिक्रो फिक्र में तेरे मस्त रहूं सरशार रहूं होश रहे ना मुझको किसी का तेरा मगर होशियार रहूं अब तो रहे बस तादा में आखिर विर्दे जुबा ए मेरे इला ला इलाह इल्लल्लाहु ला इलाह illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah ab to rahe bas taada mein aakhir wirde subah ae mere ilah la ilaha illallah 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 muhammadur rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah.
Yaad mein teri sabko bula doon, koi na mujhko yaad rahe. Tujh par sab ghar baar lota doon, khanae dil abad rahe. Sab khushiyon ko aag laga doon, gham se tere dil shaad rahe. Sab ko nazar se apni gira doon, tujh se faqat faryaad rahe. Ab to rahe bas taadame aakhir, virde zubaan ae mere ilah. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. Nafs o shaitan dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. Nafs o shaitan dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. Ae mere maula meri madad kar, chahta hoon main teri panah. Ae mere maula meri madad kar, chahta hoon main teri panah. Mujhsa khalqon mein koi nahi, go bad kirdaar o namasiya. Tu bhi magar ghaffar hai ya rab, bakhsh de mere saare gunah. Ab to rahe bas taadam-e-aakhir, wird-e-zubaan ae mere ilah. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah jalla jalaluhu. Allah 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 Allah.
Allah, 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 Allah.
Ya Rab karam se apne to dono jahan de. Ya Rab karam se apne to dono jahan de. Jo mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de. With your kindness, with your fazl, with your ihsan, as a favor upon us, my beloved Allah, give us the best of dunya, the best of akhirah. We know we are deserving of your anger, your wrath, your azab, your punishment. But you don't love punishment, you don't love, my beloved Allah, destruction. Therefore we are seeking amnesty, salvation, and God.
گرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ گرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ امید کرم آیا گرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ
Although I am full of sins, weakness, shortcomings, but where do we, your slaves, go, my Allah? تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ امید کرم Your slave has come to your door. We are tapping at your door by Allah. This very moment you are watching us. How generous you are. How forgiving you are. How kind you are. How loving you are.
گرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہا جائے تیرا بندہ تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ بامید کرم آیا تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ بامید کرم آیا اللہ 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 Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah.
Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikr illallah, illallah, illallah. سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گن گاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ 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 الحمد للہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام علی سید الانبیاء والمرسلین صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ واصحابہ اجمعین یا ارحم الراحمین یا ارحم الراحمین یا ارحم الراحمین یا ذا الجلال والاکرام یا ذا الجلال والاکرام یا ذا الجلال والاکرام یا حی یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث یا حی یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث یا حی یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث اللهم اصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تکلنا الى انفسنا طرفة عين فإنك ان تکلنا الى انفسنا تکلنا الى ضعف وخطيئة اللهم لا سهل الا ما جعلته سهلا اے رب قریب ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف کر مائی بلاول اللہ مائی رحیم مائی کریم موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ موسٹ کمپیشن موسٹ لونگ موسٹ کیئرنگ اللہ او مائی موسٹ بینیفیسنٹ موسٹ مرسیفل موسٹ ٹالرنٹ اللہ We are turning towards you. We indeed are the most sinful ones on the surface of earth. My beloved Allah, don't seize us on account of our sins and vices. We have become arrogant, my beloved Allah. Change the direction of our lives. Give us the realization that the ground on which we walk belongs to you. Our lives in your control. Our health in your control. Our sight, hearing and speech in your control. The heavens and the earth in your control. Whether we go east or west, north or south, deep down the ocean or up above the heavens, it's all your kingdom. My beloved Allah, the superpowers of the world could do nothing about the ash. Ay Rabbi Kareem, the Mexico oil spill, millions and millions of liters of oil pouring into the sea. Hey Rabbe Kareem, the earthquakes in Haiti and many, many other parts of the world. The snowfall which paralyzes the entire system. Hey Rabbe Kareem, so many lessons for us to take. from all that is happening around us. But we are negligent, we are negligent, we are negligent. Hum ghaflat ki zindagi guzar rahe hain. You are all powerful, almighty, all hearing, all seeing, all knowing. Rabbe Kareem, we are turning towards you. We regret our evil actions and deeds. We are not bragging, we are not proud, we are not justifying. We are turning towards you with repentance, and you dearly love those who turn towards you and seek forgiveness. Rabbe Kareem, forgive our major sins and our minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of night. Rabbe Kareem, sins of our eyes, of our ears, our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. Ey Rabbe Kareem, my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah. Fill our hearts with so much of your muhabbat and love of Nabiya Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that it becomes difficult for nafs and shaitan to distance us from you. Ey Rabbe Kareem, give us so much of your love that it becomes extremely easy to do everything pleasing to you and your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ey Rabbe Kareem, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Agarche pur khata hai par kaha jaye tera banda, tere dar par tera banda ba ummeed e karam aaya, tere dar par tera banda ba ummeed e karam aaya, tere dar par tera banda ba ummeed e karam aaya. My beloved Allah, my beloved Allah, we are seeking from your unlimited treasures. Ya Allah, don't let our gaze go on the properties, the wealth, the kingdoms of people, my Allah. Let our gazes be on your unlimited treasures. Bless us, my beloved Allah, from your unlimited treasures with rizq halal in abundance. Ey Rabbe Kareem, those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Shifa lies in your hands. Dua aur dawa mein asar hai zarur marizon ki shifa lekin daste khuda mein. There's no doubt effect in dua also and dawa also, but ya Allah, cure is in your hands. We know that sometimes sickness, weakness, accidents, earthquakes and tremors and the destruction that they bring can be a rahmat in disguise. But my beloved Allah, even if the sickness is a rahmat, change it to the rahmat of good health. Even if the poverty is a rahmat, change it to the rahmat of halal wealth. Ey Rabbe Kareem, even if that weakness is a rahmat, change it to the rahmat of strength. My beloved Allah, those who have no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. Give the parents the tawfiq, my beloved Allah, of those who have children. Give the parents the tawfiq to upbring the children in the proper Islamic manner. To clean their homes and their lives of all those things that are causing such destruction in the lives of the children. Ey Rabbe Kareem, make us all yours and become ours. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri, jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera, zameen meri. Mera har khata pe rona, yahi hai meri talafi, teri rahmaton ka sadqa, mera jurm afw karna. My beloved Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Protect us, my Allah. Protect our iman, protect our Islam. Protect the Islam and Iman of the believers around the globe. Ey Rabbe Kareem, we are being lashed by fitnas of such a kind that statements of kufr are being made in the mornings and in the evenings, and we are not even aware that our Iman sometimes. Ey Rabbe Kareem, even the Iman is gone with the statements that some make. اے رب کریم ہمارے حال پر رحم فرما, پروٹیکٹ اس مائی اللہ, اپنی حفاظت نصیب فرما. تجھے چھوڑ کے ہم گندے جائے کہاں, ہم گنہگار ہے, سیاکار ہے, بدکار ہے, مجرم اور خطاکار ہے, گندے اور نالائق ہے, لیکن تجھے چھوڑ کے ہم گندے جائے کہاں. Where do we go, my Allah? The time for death is definitely going to come. My beloved Allah, nobody can escape the angel of death. We don't know where he is going to strike, when he is going to strike, and how he is going to strike. How can we then be in haram places, my Allah? When nafs and shaitan drag us towards haram, give us the realization that we don't know. The angel could be following just behind us, behind us, behind us. Ey Rabbi Kareem, don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, cinema, theater, popping drugs in our mouth, watching some filth on the television or internet, or in haram establishments and places. When the time of our death comes, take us to Madinah Tayyibah. سلامتی دین اور عزا کے ساتھ مدینہ شریف میں شہادت کی موت عطا فرما. Bless us with burial in Baqi. تمنا ہے کہ گلزار مدینہ اب وطن ہوتا, وہاں کے گلشنوں میں کوئی اپنا بھی چمن ہوتا, بسر اب زندگی اپنی دیار قدس میں ہوتی, وہی جیتا وہی مرتا وہی گورو کفن ہوتا. Let our janazas be in Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the Imam said Allahu Akbar, when the janazah goes past the Roza Mubarak of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ah, my Allah. When the winds of rahmat blow over the graveyard of Madina, we sinful ones to get forgiven. If it is not destined there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Ya Allah, each and every one who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night after this majlis of zikr, you are well aware of their good wishes, good desires and aspirations. Whatever are their good wishes and desires, fulfill their good wishes. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you. With your fazl and kindness, remove the difficulties, pain, hardship and suffering. Throughout the world, the Ummat of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going through very, very testing and trying times. Ey Rabbi Kareem, unite the hearts of the Ummat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remove the pain, suffering and difficulties, especially in Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Afghanistan, Kashmir, Pakistan, Sudan, Somalia, many parts of Africa and around the globe. Bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam begged for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Tabli wa da'wat ki mehnat qubool farma, ijtimaat, gash talim ko qubool farma, masajid, madaris, khanqahon ko qubool farma. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim, wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.